Close your eyes, straighten your spine. And just observe whatever comes into your awareness. If you have a pain or discomfort in physically, you may feel that sensation. Or you may notice the thoughts. Nagging thoughts. And the feeling comes from that thoughts. Whatever you feel, if you can just stay, just observe. And gently bring your awareness to your breathing. Again, it's observe your breathing. Inhale and exhale. Air is coming in. Air is coming out. You do not need to control your breathing. You do not need to change. You do not need to judge. Just observe. If you have feelings, the pain or sensations as well, pain, discomfort, uneasiness, or anger, or fear, or worry, When you breathe out consciously, let them go. Each time you exhale, just open your mind hands to let your thoughts, feelings, and sensations you don't want to keep go. The Thanksgiving Day is coming. So it's not only one day or one weekend. I like to have Thanksgiving week. From now on, from now for 1 week, to give thanks. Give thanks to whom? Give thanks to God. Okay, we do this way to give thanks to God. Choose one person you are judging now. You think the person is evil. You think the person is arrogant. You think the person is mean. Whoever that person is, just choose one person you judge that person as bad. Then tell God, I thank you for your judgment of this person. Put the person's name, please. I thank you for your judgment of this person. And just observe. If you really can. Thank God for his judgment of that person. Ask yourself, do I trust God's judgment of this person? Or do I think that God is wrong? I know this person better than God knows. He's mean, he's arrogant, he's rude. Whatever you feel, you think about that person. Be honest with yourself. You do not have to judge your judgment. God does not judge your judgment. Next question is that, ask yourself, do I want to? Am I willing to trust God's judgment of this person? God created this person as his child. Do I want to accept it? Am I willing to accept it? Am I willing to put my judgment aside and accept God's judgment of him or her? It's a very simple question. Am I willing to see this person as God created? Okay, let's try once more. Choose another person, one more person. You love as your partner, as your friend, as your neighbor or family member or your boss or co-worker, whoever that person is. Well, obviously you love that person. Your judgment is quite different from the other person, previous one. Can you say, thank you for your judgment of this person? How about, I am willing to accept this person as you created. Again, when you accept the person as God created, you put all your judgment aside and accept God's judgment. You are just saying that I do not this person, but you know this person. I trust your judgment. What do you want to tell God? What do you appreciate Can you appreciate that we are all God created? No exceptions. God did not create evil, so evil does not exist. Our judgment says yes. But your judgment is reliable. Your judgment is consistent. What God created never changes. God's judgment never changes. His judgment of us is always same. Can we say thank you, God? Thank God that we never changed. I thought I have changed. I thought he has changed. I thought they have changed, but the truth is, the reality is never changes. No matter how it looks, nothing God created ever change. That we can be grateful. Our judgment is wrong. Thank God that my judgment is wrong. Thank God, I don't know anything. I can't judge. So please tell me your judgment of that person, this situation, that condition. No matter how it looks, what God created is always there, always same. All we need is to open up our mind, put our judgment aside, and ask, ask that. Please show me what you created. I want to hear your judgment. I'm willing to listen to your judgment. I judge all things as I would have them be. I judge all things as I would have them be. This is the lesson 311 from the Course in Miracles Workbook lesson. I judge all things, no matter what, I would have them be. But thank God, what you created is still there. Still here. Please keep this idea in your mind, and let's have 1 week long of Thanksgiving days and hours and minutes and moments. Put your head down slowly and come out from the meditation. Thank you very much. Yasuko is coming back in this week. Thanksgiving Day, so I think that she will guide the meditation next Tuesday. Not 100% sure, but I think. Okay. You're welcome. And if you like to stay and receive the healing, please just turn your chair to and facing that way. Just turn your chair.